If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life.
Most part, yeah. Like I've been doing the Twitter and the LinkedIn, and Sam's kind of been on the Instagram and the Facebook, and I'll jump on the Instagram for like a couple things. Like if I see something and I'm gonna edit it, then I'll do that. Or like my video to post today is in the buffer, and so like I did all that.
Sweet.
Man.
Because I think I'd have to say you've been doing a good job with the Twitter.
Thanks.
You've done a good job filling that queue, and I think slowly we'll just work on how to increase like the whole following deal.
Yeah.
You know?
It seems like we're like constant, like steadily getting more followers.
Yeah, I agree.
And like more interaction. I'm just trying to figure out like which tweets are getting the most interaction. Should just like testing different things.
Yeah, and I would say that's why I need good old Sam to get on this. I'd say I'm definitely significantly happier with your efforts in Twitter than I am with his efforts in Instagram.
Okay.
I just think the Instagram is pretty much, it's too similar.
Yeah,
like
everything, I agree.
Everything's just the same, and if things don't, if they're not constantly changing, no one's going to keep looking because it doesn't, right. It doesn't light up their minds with something different, right?
Yeah. So, I think that like going back in the Instagram to see what got interaction like early on, a lot of those quotes that you guys had done with like the white or black text with like a couple words red highlighted, those were like by far the most, and then like videos and text posts.
Yeah.
So I think that we need to.
Because I don't think anyone cares about the, like, just a picture of someone anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I get it if you do one of those pictures on Monday when we launch.
Yeah.
But from there on out, like, I think it, to be a good marketer. Sorry, I'm tying my shoes. I just realized the whole day we've just been, like, a homeless person. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
But I would just say like it's good when you're actually launching the podcast, but from there on out, to be a good marketer, like you need to define yourself with creativity. Like that's pretty much your only job, essentially, and seeing how people react to creativity. And if everything's the same over and over again, there's no way for you to test how people interact with things. There's no way to figure out, you know, how people like to learn.
Yeah. Have you guys been filming the podcast yet instead of just recording it?
Yeah, so I have. Yeah, I have a bunch of videos that I'll upload to a drive for us.
Okay. Yeah. I think that that would be, like, really cool and would definitely draw people's attention because then it's like, oh, it's something different and it's moving and I can watch it.
Yeah.
Like, that just seems to be pretty popular on Instagram as a whole.
And I think so, too. I'm going to try him again.
Okay.
I agree with that. But I also think, like, I think it's good to throw one or two of those up a week, But I also just think like the emphasis, I mean, the empathy, oh my gosh, can I not say emphasis? The emphasis on something like doing the texting thing. Like, I mean, creating a little animation that has a story behind it. You know? Right. Like, I can get you guys, I think I can get you guys my login info and you guys could essentially make little animated videos.
Okay.
I just think, oh, let's see. Oh, he came on. Nice. Oh, the ceiling. I like it.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello, hello.
Okay.
You figured it out.
No, we're just going to go on 5G for now. Or
oh my goodness.
It's really 4G, but.
You have 5G? What magical service are you using?
Yeah, really? Never heard of that one.
Who?
Read the news.
Wait, are you on AT&T?
Yeah.
So, 5GE.
Yeah, 5GE. Well, but the Galaxy S8 isn't capable of it, but as soon as they rolled it out, they just switched the little emblem saying that it's 5GE, but it's really 4G still.
It's just they're in between. Yeah. And now AT&T is getting sued over it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so we were just talking about... Actually, maybe I'll let you have your take first on what you're learning about Instagram. Because I was telling Cassidy, I am relatively happy with Twitter. Like, we got a lot of... Like, there's just stuff's going out daily. There's a bit of content. I mean, sure, we can switch up a few things and like try some of the photos we throw on Instagram, stuff like that. But I'm curious to hear what you think about what's going on Instagram, Sam.
Yeah, I'm really liking like the personal touch. Like, I think that's just totally the right direction to go, and doing that video was really fun. And then I think that's like a nice, easy way moving forward. To get like quality content out there. That's just something I've been thinking about a lot. Just like, yeah, there's a lot of Instagrams out there that like look good and are flashy and are just, you know, sexy and cool. But I think people follow the ones with the personality.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned this week.
Okay. So like Cassidy and I were talking about, like, I think we should create a new rule that we can post one picture or two pictures of the people we interview during the week.
Absolutely.
And that's it. And then, And I just think rest of it should be like I was telling Cassidy, unique ways of displaying quotes. So whether it's through whatever the avenue is that you want to test, like Cassidy brought up, she said, just the black block letters on a white background seem to get attention. And once you actually start creating a following, it's so much fun to test a million things.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what I'm doing on my personal account right now. Like, I finally have enough followers that I can test things constantly and actually see a reaction of what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know? And like, even if we did add a picture of our guest, for example, right? If we're able to cut him out, as in we swap out the background and actually do something unique with the background or throw a different display of a quote on the background,
yeah,
like, that will get people's attention because it'll be like, oh my goodness, I haven't seen this on Master of the Start before.
Sure.
Like, this is a new delivery.
Right. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, if we genuinely think the strategy is to keep like consistent borders and have like however you display text, whatever, you can still do that. Like, you can still create the yellow outline.
Sure.
Like, if you want it to look consistent through it, like every single photo you create, it's so easy to drop it into any kind of system or Keynote and design the same thing. It'll just take an extra 3 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think this week we should legitimately, or I think just right now, we should decide what three things we want to try this week and just say three things, make them, and see how people respond. And I think we should just keep doing that.
Yeah. I'm just, go ahead. I got to grab my notebook. The internet's not on, so I don't have the way to take notes. Give me one sec.
Yep. What do you think of that, Cassidy?
I like that idea. Do you want to try three different things like that we haven't done before? Do you want to keep the like personal videos from us? Do you want us to still do a live stream? Like,
I say you still, you guys both still create a personal video this week.
Sure, and absolutely.
Don't post them back to back.
Okay.
You should. It should be almost like two pictures and a video.
Okay.
Is a little more of the consistent ratio on Instagram. I'm going to say it again. I would definitely consider if you guys do a video and one of you guys is talking about a quote or talking about something you learned, I'd definitely put that on Twitter too. I wouldn't limit it only to Instagram. And I think if you have a new way to, we'll just get into this. So we'll say for sure this week, you guys are both going to do a personal video. Okay. So that's nothing new, but that's perfect. We're going to just keep practicing that so we can get more and more comfortable in front of a camera, because ultimately we all need to. I watched your guys' live feed. I think that'll be interesting. I think we should figure out. So, make sure next time, whoever's phone it's on, save that video.
Okay.
Okay. Or if you don't end up being able to do it on your phone, there's an app on Google Chrome where you can go in and essentially just log into your Instagram within 24 hours of posting your live feed. And the attachment will allow you to download that entire video.
I think we can grab it from Instagram. I'm not sure.
I think it's dependent on how long it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna do that this week. When we talk once a week, I think it'd be probably more valuable for all of us if we just set the few tasks we want to get done. And then anything beyond that can just be a free-for-all. But at least we can come back and say, how did one of these things work? Or how do we feel about this, right? Okay, so we're going to do those three things. What do we want to try this week? We're going to try three things. What do we want to do?
Yeah. I have one idea. Go ahead,
Cassidy.
No.
Okay, I think that we should try the text posts again, because like you use those a lot. They seem to work pretty well on your personal Instagram. The couple times that we have them on Master Start, they seem like they work. So I think that one would be good. We've tried it, but not recently.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll try one of those. Sam?
I was just thinking getting like even more personal and branding, and just to take like a photo of just like seemingly a random object, and just kind of talk about it. I mean, it sounds really silly, but I'll tell you anyway. The one idea that I had was like chapstick, and just growing up, I never turned down the chapstick, and so every time I turned it up, I just destroyed chapsticks all the time. And just like that one act of just kind of pulling down, you know, once you open the chapstick, you put it out, you use it, and then you screw it down again. Like, that was just kind of, it sounds kind of silly, but it was kind of like a growing up moment. It's like, no, Sam, you got to do this in the beginning, you got to do this in the end, and actually just kind of making sure my chapstick survive longer, I don't know, help me kind of grow up. And not necessarily that specific chapstick post, but really kind of like that specific, like, oh, these are the first pair of nice shoes I got. You know, I got them to go do this, and like post a picture of the shoes, or, you know, here's the first house that I rented. I rented it with this money, and, you know, this is like how I moved out. Not, you know, getting to that degree of personality potentially.
Cassidy, what's your thought?
I think that would be interesting. I'm not quite sure like how we would go about that. Do you have any ideas on that?
No, that's just a trying it out kind of idea.
Okay.
So, I actually kind of, I like some of it. So, yeah, like I actually think the idea of, like, this chapstick thing and showing a small clip on chapstick, but then create something over the top of it that kind of explains how it relates to either a business lesson that you learned or something that ultimately rolls over into your professional career.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be pretty, like, I think some people would ultimately take a look at watching a piece of chapstick go up and go back down, and then in the corner, it's an explanation, and then you have a good explanation of the content.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, no one sees it. Like, who's watched the 30-second video on chapstick going up and down?
Yeah, it's definitely something different.
I wasn't thinking of video
good.
No.
I know, but that's the reason why I actually like the idea of chapstick. Like,
for the video?
Yeah. Well, because you can square that off, put it in Keynote, and you can put anything that you want over the top of it. Like, you can make any kind of lesson out of that. Like, legit. Like, you know, you can say anything from, we all start somewhere. Like, this was the mistake I made when I started with chapstick. It's the same in business. Like, we all pick up something new. Like, us at Master the Start, straight up, as interns using social media, it's brand new. We don't know how to use it, just like I didn't know how to use my chapstick. Like, it gets people's attention. Because it's like, wait, what the hell? Why the heck is there a piece of chapstick with a little quote in the corner? Like, how does that make sense? I think you should do that. But also, I mean, it obviously, like I'm trying to put emphasis on, it comes down to how you do it.
Sure.
Like, if it's just a plain old video without you doing any editing to it or any overlays or anything, and it's just chapstick, no one will care. You know, but putting the proper spin on it, I think it'd be really unique. So let's do it. Let's do chapstick post.
Go for it.
All right.
All right. Third thing, what should we do?
This doesn't necessarily have to be the third thing we do, but I think that we should really start incorporating Instagram stories into it. Like, we should have posts, maybe not daily, but like a couple times a day, not like a couple times a day, a couple times a week. Because I feel like with Instagram stories, we can do very different things than we do with Instagram posts, because it's not as much like centered around your caption or like what you're saying. It's strictly the content. You don't caption it, that is it. And I think that that's a really good way to judge engagement too, because you can look at how many views and you can see like, oh, this many people are liking my stuff, but this many people are viewing my stories. So you can kind of compare that. I don't know. I think that for my personal Instagram, at least, I like to use them just because it's like quick thing, like, oh, I'm doing this.
Do it.
Do
four of them this week, two a piece.
Four of them.
And it's really only 15 seconds of your life.
Right.
Like, I mean, realistically, right?
Yeah.
So I think this week we'll just keep doing the Twitter deal like we have been.
Okay.
We'll keep just, we're just really putting things on LinkedIn, Facebook to put them there. So someday, if either of these become irrelevant, we'll just go and put heavy focus on them.
Yeah. Right? For Twitter, do you want me to include the personal videos? Because I have mine.
Yeah.
My personal video is going to post in like 2 minutes or something to Instagram. Do you want me to put it on Twitter too?
Do them both.
For today?
Yep.
Okay.
I think there should be significant overlap between the two.
Okay.
Because I care more about like you guys creating different unique content to test and put on things than I care about how different they are on each platform.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense.
The other thing I would say this week, I think the goal should be each of you create one highlight of one of the podcast episodes.
Okay.
So, I mean, you see that I originally somebody put the first two episodes in there, right?
Right.
And there's like a, I think it's just a combo of the feeds, and they put some music behind it or some animations behind it. I have no idea. But
I'm just watching it.
Yeah. But I think we should do something that's consistent throughout the, just the episodes. I think it should just be, and you guys could probably take down episode one and two and do it your own way. So it's consistent throughout. But I would say just this week, Cassie, maybe you do one for Rich and Sam, you do one for Greg. So we do episode one and two and we'll just slowly chip away at it.
Yeah, sounds good.
Like I would say those tasks for the week, and then if you guys get midweek and you say, here's the deal, we already finished it, great. Then let's come up with a plan on Wednesday or Tuesday. Let's keep things going instead of, I mean, we just want to keep things moving, right? And we want to have consistency so we can actually learn something. And until we get enough consistent content out, we'll be able to learn very little.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's important. I think we just need to get consistent, get all of our content out, and then we'll have more free time to focus on the other avenues.
Can you elaborate on consistent?
Yes. I do believe there should be a post every day on Instagram.
Absolutely.
I don't think there should be any excuses for missing a day. I just don't. Because Buffer is so easy. Like, like if you guys gave me 2 hours, I would already be done with 20 days. And then I'd be able to focus on my other things. Like, so like my idea is, and where I would like us to get to, and obviously I didn't take 2 hours the first time I did it. Like, I guess I've been doing it for a month, so I get it now. And I get how my time should be divvied up. But like, I would say you'd fill a buffer. You'd come to me and be like, or we'd come together as a group and be like, we're 20 days out. Like, we feel real good about what we have. We're going to be able to just watch it for 20 days. And then it goes, what do we do this week? Oh, well, this week we're going to start engaging with people. Like, we're going to find the feeds we care about. We're going to start leaving little comments. We're going to start leaving little cookie trails for them to follow to come back to our page. And ultimately, like, so on my personal account, and it's interesting because it's starting to work now, I'd say I'm probably getting like 100 followers every other day. So I guess I could have just said 50 followers a day, but my math skills are horrible. But the reason that's happening is because now, like, I'm posted out for a long time, right? And right. I put the effort in. If you guys read the content that I actually put below my picture, like, I actually think that's the gold of the entire thing. And then I can reuse that later. And that's what I plan on doing eventually. But now that I have it all posted out, if I'm actually sitting there and I have 5 minutes in between a meeting, if I hop on Instagram, I'm just going to pages that are similar and I'm starting to like their stuff. I'm starting to leave comments, and that's really just all my time. I'm not looking at other people's feeds. I mean, like, I'm not actually scrolling through Instagram ever. I'm specifically targeting each of the people, and they're ultimately now starting to come back to my page. And, like, that's how you create organic reach.
Yeah.
You know? And until we start having time to do that, there aren't going to be the sincere comments where it's like, your stuff is actually changing my life.
Right.
Because they don't know you're there. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's where I would like us to get to. And once we have the opportunity to do that, then things grow significantly faster. They just do. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, so let's make sure those are our tasks, and let's see if we can quickly get them done and see what else we can do with that. Okay. Because, I mean, ultimately, if we sat here and said, we want to try 7 posts, like 7 different types of posts consistently for the next 3 weeks and then reevaluate, because that would be like 3 of each one and see which things worked and which things didn't. Like, it would be awesome if we could do that in 1 week and then spend the next 2 weeks just exploring other things.
Yeah, that sounds really good to me.
So, like, if you want to, like, if one of you guys want to do the text thing, do 3 of them this week, you know, with different backgrounds. But do 3 of them, you know. If we want to do 3 of the bold black quotes with a white background, do 3 of them this week and make sure they're scattered appropriately throughout Buffer. If you want to video yourself for 60 seconds and just knock out 3 minutes quick, just knock out 3 minutes quick and throw it on Buffer. Be done with it. I mean, after you do that video, though, like, I would recommend. So let me see quick. I sent Cassidy an individual. Yeah. I would say, number one, you guys need to add the subtitles. And Cassidy, you did it today. Good work. Proud of you.
The subtitles for what?
The videos on Instagram.
Oh, well, what's a good app to do that? I've never done that.
Clips.
Clips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you don't have an iPhone.
Don't have an iPhone.
I'm
tech savvy. I'll find a way.
Yeah, you're going to have to look. And for us on the iPhone, Clips is just super easy. It squares up
the
video.
Yeah, I used it today. It's so easy.
Yeah, it puts
it in your
subtitles.
It makes it, like, real quick and easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your subtitles for you. You can do, like, other effects if you want to.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I would also say in the video, oh, my goodness, you're smiling in this video.
I know. It's so different.
Good job. I'm so excited to actually listen to it out loud. The other thing
I sound
kind
of sick in it, but
who cares? The other thing would be, if you wanted to take those videos and drop them into Keynote to keep them consistent with whatever kind of message you want to do, or if you wanted each video to look very similar, like, it's real nice when you drop into Keynote and create a border. Or, like, you can see on my personal, sometimes I just create images and just, like, drop it into a computer, like, within Keynote and just have it overlay. So it's, like, a different look at it, and it doesn't look like just the normal, oh, took the video and I uploaded it. Because then some people look at it and they're like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
Or it's like, that's really stupid and cheesy, but I guess I watched it anyways, you know? But it creates... I believe a lot of people look at feeds, and if they just see the video, like, without subtitles, they think, it's just a video that took 60 seconds to post. They don't necessarily always think through, oh, like, there was thought into what they said. There was, you know, stuff of that nature. When you add the subtitles, then they think, oh, wow, they put in a little more effort. And then when the video is displayed differently, it's like, oh, geez. Like, maybe I will watch this for a moment because that's actually unique, you know?
Yeah.
And when you start creating a feed of that, then it's kind of fun because people consistently look for something new. So that's what I would recommend for the videos, too.
Okay.
Just a little extra editing. What was that, Sam?
Is Keynote an Apple product?
Yeah.
Again? Okay. So I find another.
Yeah. I mean, you could essentially, I just like Keynote over PowerPoint.
Okay. You think I could do similar stuff in PowerPoint?
Oh, you could do the same thing. Like, okay, people, Keynote and PowerPoint, so underrated.
Okay.
Like, if you went and you actually looked around at some of the best professionals in your city and looked at how they did some of their stuff and they said, oh, I just use free Keynote. You wouldn't believe them, but they do. Just because it's so easy. You can just drop any video you want in it, and then you can overlay it with anything.
Yeah, okay.
So it's just important to make sure you realize, I mean, just make sure, because I didn't realize this at first, just make sure you go into the settings and make sure the slide is square.
Yeah. Okay. Slide it's, square.
Yeah, because usually,
yeah,
it's created in a way that it's not square. And I did like 100 of them and took like 3 days on it once. It was like mother of pearl.
Oh no.
Garbage. I was so devastated. So yeah. Plus, but that's the other thing. That's the other thing that's nice. If you, even if you didn't make a square video, like let's say you did set up a camera or anything like that, and you centered yourself within that camera, you can drop any kind of video you want in there to make it square, which is also nice. Or if you wanted to leave it in a video form that's not square, you can drop it in and like add text above it, like a big title or anything like that, or title below it. So you don't even need to have square videos, but you're filling the whole square image on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else that we can try this week, or is this enough to try and then retalk?
Yeah. I'm really.
I was just gonna say for Twitter, do you want me to start like interacting with people more? Because we're starting to get more people tweeting at us like, "Hey, thanks for the follow. Really love the content." And mm-hmm. So for now, I've just been like retweeting and liking stuff like that and responding and being like, "Hey, thanks, really appreciate it. Do you want me to do more or just that?"
Let's stick to what we have on the schedule first, and once we have that all buttoned down and good to go, if that's done early on, then we can talk about that.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right.
Our Canva trial is running out this week.
Yep.
Should we just cancel that, switch to PowerPoint and Keynote and try to keep it there? Or it's been, Cassidy, you can speak to it. Has it been helpful, convenient? Maybe not, maybe so.
It's been helpful. It definitely does like a little bit more than PowerPoint and Keynote do, but it's not nearly as user-friendly or like easy to figure out. So like it does take some time to look around and like try and make things fit what you're doing.
So I would say
I would almost say like Keynote, PowerPoint for a little bit.
Try it for a little bit. And if you guys don't like it, we'll just purchase it.
Okay.
The Canva.
Yeah. What's nice about Canva is that once you make a template, like everyone can use it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah. That's the big up that I found from it. Because just like, if Cassidy does
it, we might be able to do it with Google Slides, because Google Slides is very similar to PowerPoint and Keynote, and then you can just share it and throw it in the folder.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure on that one, though, but we can try it.
And you guys will also have to decide if you want things to look similar. So.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, that's what you'll be testing. You know?
Yeah.
So
scientists.
Let's try to do a lot of this by Wednesday.
Okay.
Because realistically, in my mind, it shouldn't take that long.
Right.
I mean, because... Yeah, I selfishly have already done it, you know, but I'm also, it's okay to apply some pressure to you guys.
Yeah.
Let's try to get it done by Wednesday. And then if we get it all done by Wednesday, we can spend Thursday and Friday before we talk Friday interacting with some people just for a day and see how that goes.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
sweet.
Good.
Let me know if you guys... And if you guys need, like, I don't know, I designed a lot of that stuff from scratch. So if you guys had some stuff that you wanted me to do really quick, like even if you were like, "Hey, this is what I want the text message to say," and you sent me a picture for a background, I could create it pretty quickly and send it to you.
Okay, cool.
All right.
What app have you been using for that? Or do you do it without an app?
No, I can. So you could do it in Keynote or PowerPoint. I I've been using our very expensive sketch platforms.
Okay.
And I still need to figure out if it makes sense to add you guys' seats, but I'm pretty sure it's like $1,500 per seat I add.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it's like not cheap. So like part of me also just says like, if it would take me, it would probably take me like 2.5 minutes if you sent me the picture, the quote that you wanted to say, just so I had a background on it, you know, and it would be yeah. so easy for me to make it. I could send it to you probably within 5 minutes.
Okay.
So if like, if there's anything you want to test that you have already seen on my personal feed, that means I already have them in template form. So feel free to just shoot me that information. And if I don't have to spend any time looking for anything, I'll happily get it done.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
Sounds good.
All right. Sweet. Good job, guys.
All right.
All right.
We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.